Yes, I'm God's favorite flavor. I'm blessed and highly favored.
C'est KUT, les vibrations de la communauté. C'est KUT FM 90.3.
Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Hey Ingrid, come on in.
What are you guys talking about?
What are we going to choose as a subject for our next show?
How about ice cream?
We did that one already.
Did you know that 20% of the children in the world are depressed? That makes me depressed.
Then we're gonna have to close Radio Moon.
We have to go on!
Let's make a show about depression.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in. Looks like we're ready for our next show.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is April 21st, 2022. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Ford House, a community-based mental health organization. We use creativity, comedy, poetry, personal stories, and music to explore the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio. We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and your thoughts.
Today's episode of Radio Moon will focus on the theme of play. That's right. As they say, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Just kidding. We are focusing on our favorite games, the importance of playing, even as adults. And we're going to start off the show with a roundtable discussion on this theme of play. So here's Radio Moon's co-host Bianca with more.
Welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here with Noelle, Ingrid, Catherine, and Marissa. This month, we'll be discussing the theme of play and the importance it has during our childhood and even now as adults. So we're going to start off the roundtable with a first general question. We're going to say, what do you consider play? What is play to you?
I sort of feel play is any form of work that you enjoy.
Well, play to me is anything that gives you fun, you know, that you enjoy doing.
Play to me, it's just what you enjoy doing.
Play to me is when you're kind of like your little kid again, you're childlike. It's innocence, it's fun, it's freeing, and you're in the moment, in the present.
Is play always fun? That's the question. Is there other emotions associated to play? Can there be other emotions?
I would say anxiety, because depending on the sport you're playing, you can get very anxious with your team, and I would say anxiety definitely.
Competition, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, but definitely.
I think that can result into a lot of pressure, perfectionism, trying to win everything. Like, you're not enjoying anything, you just need to be. It's a sense of being, like, winning the validation, basically.
I believe that you should enjoy whatever you do, and if it happens to be playing, well, that's just what you should enjoy.
So on that topic, with, you know, there's a lot of emotions associated with play, what is your favorite form of play as an adult specifically, like right now?
I love wrestling as an adult, especially with my boyfriend. That is so exciting. That is my form of play now.
That's great.
I think my form of play that I feel like is anything in the arts, anything creative, singing, dancing, acting, painting, being with animals. That's just who I am.
I think that as an adult, when you play, you reach a point where you flirt. That is also a form of playing.
I think a form of play that an adult enjoys is going to a rock concert. You have to bang your head up and down and jump up and down, definitely.
So we mentioned a lot, there was wrestling, painting, going to concerts. When you're doing these activities or these forms of play, what benefits do you feel you get from it?
I personally get stimulated. That's my benefit, and a good workout.
I get a good workout from playing games or hobbies. I enjoy doing that.
I think playing is also like positive, good serotonin. It's like a high without the drugs.
Yeah. When I get into like either painting or writing, or music. I just feel very, very peaceful.
So we did mention a lot of like physical stuff, but what kind of game, like good old board games, good old, just a game in general that you really enjoy, that you can sit at a table and just have fun? What, is there any games that you guys really enjoy?
There's so many, and like it's so different when you're playing the games when you're a kid as when you're an adult. It's just a whole different like vibe or experience, you know, to see if something is still like up to date, like you still do this like 20, 25 years ago. And like I think something that always, like anything that's like Trivia Pursuit or Monopoly, which is like a classic one, or like, I don't know, like Twister and like Guess Who and Candyland and all that stuff gets me happy.
One game that's sort of like a board game that I've tried as an adult, because I played it as a child, was Operation. and I think I got worse with age. Because the buzzer kept going off.
That's a game that you regress at when we get older. So jumping off of the Operation game, what was your favorite game as a kid?
My favorite game as a kid was dominoes. Mm. I really love to play dominoes.
I love dodgeball because we got to run around. And if you had a really bad morning in class, you got to let out your frustration by throwing that ball.
When I was about 10 years old, a whole load of kids, we on Saturday nights, we used to play touch football.
I feel like a lot of that was at like when I went to like sleepaway camps. When you guys had to go on each side was like the tug of war. And when you were on like different teams and you were like the red team, the blue team, the green team, and like you did all these like activities like burn, baby, burn and all that stuff and tug of war. And like, it got me in a high. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think these games that you played as a kid, so like these, I'm air quoting, child games, can you still enjoy them today as an adult? Or would you be able to enjoy them today as an adult?
I was just talking that I used to play touch football on Saturday nights when I was 10 years old. Well, a few years ago, I was going to football games.
I think some of them, I can, playing with my niece and nephew, I can go back into that innocence of what they were playing. Like, they have, like, Monopoly and all those game stuff. And I still think they do stand the test of time. Some of them maybe no, but it's, I mean, who doesn't want to go back and like go back to the nostalgia of like 90s, 80s or any of those stuff and just like not be an adult for so long?
Oh, I get to enjoy the experience of going back often because I have grandchildren and they like to play games, but I play the board games with them because the other games are too active. And my bones can't handle that. So I choose to play, you know, Battleship and games like that. So I get to relive my childhood often. And it's quite fun because I look at it through their eyes, you know. I see the fun in their eyes and it brings me joy.
Do you ever think about the stuff, the play that you've missed out on when you were a kid? Is there anything that you wanted to do or experience?
I wanted to experience bowling, and I only got the opportunity with Forward House when they went bowling. Then I got that opportunity.
How was that opportunity?
It was great.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we had for our roundtable discussion. I want to thank Catherine, Noelle, Ingrid, and Marissa for the great discussion on play. Up next, we'll hear a song called Pinball Wizard by The Who. It was written for the group's rock opera called Tommy, which was the first ever rock opera ever. It's got a great beat and great lyrics, so let's give a listen.
stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard that has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a
Well, it's been a few months since Radio Moon News has reported on the fiasco on Sesame Street. And now, here is the latest update. Big Bird diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, his symptom being that he likes to pull out his feathers, and he has been doing this more often since last month. He still insists that he is only molting, but his doctors know better. Since the last Radio Moon News flash, things on Sesame Street have drastically declined. Every last Muppet has been diagnosed with a higher level of obsessive-compulsive disorder. Prairie Dawn insists she will always wish for a better day without ever stopping, despite her medications. For Radio Moon News, this is Karen Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. Up next, we have a piece by Ingrid that questions the age-old question of, are we too old to play as adults? Let's see what Ingrid has to say.
How old is too old to play? When I think play, I think of children. When I think of adult play, I think of erotica. But I've discovered there are different types of adult play, and it can be good for you. Well, play is essential at all ages, not just for children and adolescents. There are certain benefits to playing in adulthood. Adult play has been shown to release endorphins, improve brain functionality, and stimulate creativity. Studies show that play improves memory and stimulates the growth of the cerebral cortex. Play has been shown to trigger the secretion of BDNF, a substance essential for the growth of brain cells. One of the definitions of play from the Oxford Language Dictionary states that to engage in an activity for enjoyment and recreation rather than for serious or practical purpose. Who doesn't like to experience more moments of relaxation and pleasure in their day? Fortunately, we can easily create a play practice in our lives, as there are many different ways to play and different types of play. There are types of play to develop emotional regulation as well as cognitive, emotional, and physical mastery, such as diving, capturing the flag, or kickball. There's also ritual play, where you can create, learn strategies, design, and engage in activities that bring people together for the common purpose or goal, like chess, board games, or other activities and sports with rules and structures. Then there's play where you let your imagination run wild, with activities such as coloring, storytelling, painting, drawing, comedy, and improv situations. But perhaps you prefer body play, consisting of yoga, Pilates, hiking, riding, roller coasters, surfing, and mountain climbing. All of these are forms of adult play. Play can benefit us through our lives, even through our seniorhood. Adults in their golden age can also benefit from play. Why is play so essential in our daily life? Because by doing so, it stimulates the mind imaginatively, provides emotional well-being, increases creativity, and enhances problem-solving abilities. So make play a part of your life. It's never too late, and you're never too old. As the Irish playwright and Nobel Prize winner George Bernard Shaw put it, we don't stop playing because we get older. We get older because we stop playing.
Thanks, Ingrid. Next up, we have the song Gettin' Funky by Kid & Play. After this song, the two band members, Christopher Reed and Christopher Martin, decided that they would rather go into acting. Take a listen to the song and let us know, should they have stuck with music? Take it away, Kid & Play.
Mess with me. We're getting funky.
And now for another Radio Moon News Flash. Kermit the Frog, our traveling reporter, emailed just this morning. Ernie, from Ernie and Bert, has been hallucinating heavily. He claims that several sheep visit his bedroom at night. His friend Bert claims the same thing. Doctors call this collective hallucination. Their meds were up, don't worry. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine, for sharing that breaking news from Sesame Street. Next up, here's Noel with a brand new poem.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you today. The title is Play. When you are recording, you press play and record. Then, to hear the result, you press rewind, and then press play. All work and no play makes John a dull boy. Go out and play for now. I like playing basketball. Whenever I score a goal, I feel so good inside. Whenever you want to hear music on the computer, press play. My mother always told me never to play with your food. There are games you can play, such as checkers, ludo, dominoes. I like to play music on the radio that I listen to. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 9.3 FM, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. That was great. Next up, we're going to have two songs back to back. The first piece is by Jewel. It's called Foolish Games. This song is about unrequited love, the feelings Jewel experienced during a breakup when she was 16. The song is all about the frustration and agony of knowing that the intensity of one's love is not reciprocated by one's lover. It's a great song. Following that, we'll play That's the Way by Led Zeppelin, who apparently wrote this song while sitting in a ravine with a guitar and a tape recorder. So enjoy. Here's Jewel.
Philosophies on art, baroque mood.
proved you you loved Mozart, and you'd speak of your loved ones as I clumsily strummed my guitar. Well, excuse me, guess I'm mistaken you for somebody else, somebody who gave a damn, somebody more like myself. These foolish games are tearing me, you're tearing me, you're tearing me apart. And you're breaking my heart. You took your coat off and stood in the rain. You're always crazy.
all your ears have turned away. But now's the time to look and look again at what you see. Is that the way it all stays?
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Next up, we're going to do a little trip back in time 3 years ago to our show 3 years ago, April 2019. So this is before the pandemic, to an old show where we were actually live in studio. Now we do the show remotely, but we were live in studio, and we're going to take a listen to a roundtable discussion that we had at the time about success. And you're going to hear the voices of some Radio Moon alumni, including Mary Lynn, Wendy, Winchell, Sheila, and of course our current members, Catherine and Noel. So let's take a listen to this excerpt from our show from 3 years ago.
So welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Mary Lynn, and I'm here with Noel, Catherine, Winchell, and Sheila. Today on Radio Moon, we are talking about what success means to us. So let's get started. Let's start with Noel. When you hear the word success, which dreams comes to mind?
Oh, the dreams of becoming a millionaire. The dreams of having ice cream every night. The dreams of having a big mansion with lots of pretty girls.
Ooh!
All those things are successful.
Wow, Noel, you've got big dreams.
Yeah.
I hope they come true. Catherine, when you hear the word success, which dreams comes to mind?
Things I'd like to study. Foremost, I wish I could find the time in the day to just sit down and study any subject very seriously. I just don't have the time.
So your success would be really finding the time. That would be a success for you also. That's great. Winchell.
Yes.
When you hear the word success, which dreams comes to mind?
Well, the dreams of graduating high school, which I did, and to eventually graduate university, which is yet to be. Also to get a good job afterwards and contribute to make this world a peaceful one, as well as having my own businesses, but that's for the future to tell.
Sounds wonderful, Winchell. I really wish you success for
Thank
that.
You.
And Sheila, when you hear the word success, which dreams comes to your mind?
Which dreams come to mind?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always dreamed of being in radio and television, and I'd like to go further in that. Radio and television, that's me.
It is you, and you do have a radio voice, and I do wish that for you. Next question. Success is not what you get, it's what you give. Discuss. Noel.
Well, you always, as they say, whatever you reap is what you sow. And that's what that means to being successful.
Okay, thank you, Noel. Catherine?
Well, one subject I'm into is art, painting, foremost. And when I paint, my basic formula is instead of I sit down and say what I would like, I think straight through the painting what my audience would enjoy.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Winchell?
Yes. Before I have to give and make other people successful, I first need to acquire and get the necessary stuff that I need in order to make myself successful. As the saying goes, you can't give what you don't have. I just hope that everyone in the world can get what they need in order to become successful.
Fantastic. And Sheila?
I think it's the little things, Mary Lynn. I think it's the little things that count. If you just keep giving the little services, the little promotions, the good feelings, the good thoughts, I think that's what you get as success, and you have the good feelings along the way.
So true. Thank you. And now we'll go to the third question. When do you feel most successful? Noel.
I feel most successful when I come home in the afternoon after a long day and I look back and see what I have done. I've said, well, I did a good job today, and that's my way of being successful.
That's wonderful. You feel you've achieved something during your day. Beautiful. Catherine.
I feel most successful when either something I've written or painted successfully communicates a message to someone.
Beautiful. Winchell?
I feel the most successful when I have achieved something, like a personal or professional project, as well as when I bring a little happiness to other people.
Great. And Sheila?
I feel most successful when I've resolved a problem. So that takes... two things. There has to be a problem. There has to be a resolution. but there's enough of that going on that I feel successful much of the time.
Definitely a lot of that going on. Okay, so for our fourth question, tell us about when you've been successful in your personal life.
Well, I've been successful in school. I graduated from Dawson College, and I have a pure and applied science certificate. That's been successful.
Yeah, and that's hard work, too. Yeah. Congratulations on that. Catherine.
I guess I've been most successful when I graduated from college with a degree in artistic expression with a specialization in English language.
Fantastic. Boy, we sure have a lot of bright people around our round table. And Winchell.
Yes, I've been most successful. Well, when I graduated high school, I graduated with honors, so that was a good thing for me. And I also graduated CJEP College, at Dawson College, so that's another achievement. In my personal life, I've always also been successful every time I wake up in the morning.
Fabulous. And
every time I go to my choir practice, every time I go to volunteer at Forward House, and every time I make someone feel good about themselves.
Well, you make us feel good, Winchell.
Thank you.
And Sheila?
I feel most successful in my personal life. Well, I guess the biggest success I've had lately is to have achieved an apartment a few years ago. But keeping it for me and my roommate has been a real challenge, because we had to fight everything from bugs to mice to the landlady doesn't really want to deal with us at all. So I guess every month when we get to pay rent, it's been a success, and we have to go further because there are a lot of rights we don't have.
Well, keep fighting, Sheila. There's a lot of Montrealers in that situation. Well, thank you so much. Yes, Wendy. Thank you so much for participating in the roundtable. So I'll pass it back to you, Wendy.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. So that was an excerpt from a previous roundtable from 2019.
Up next, we're going to listen to Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. This next song is about unrequited love and how this person falls in love with his best friend's girlfriend. I smell a bit of trouble. So let's give it a listen.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Hello and welcome again to your number one buy offer. Hello, hello. Did you know the best educational game for your kid is going to be advertised here now in just 1 second. It's the best. It's called Whoops, You've Got ADHD. Your kids will love this wonderful educational game where you have to make guesses to solve how many doses of Ritalin they need to manage their ADHD. Good for a birthday gift, good for all year round, and it actually comes with a free pack of syringes. Call now, call now, call now, call now, just call now for your own Whoops, You've Got ADHD game.
Thank you, Catherine. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are nearing the end of this month's broadcast. Before we go, we will take a listen to Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. This has been rated one of the 100 best songs of all time, probably because it's the best dance song you'll ever dance to. Enjoy this experience from all of us at Radio Moon. Here's Wild Cherry. You've been listening to Radio Moon on CKUT. For more information on Radio Moon or on Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or give us a call at 514-488-9119. And we'll be back with another episode of Radio Moon on Thursday, May 19th from 2 to 3 p.m. Bye!
Games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da, talking about you and me. The games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. By you and me and the game people play now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, come on, come on. Oh. Look here, people walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your faith, and furthermore to hell with hate. Come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, talking about you and me and the games we were playing. Now wait a minute. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonnières et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonnières en se concentrant sur la racine de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonnières.